Parents who spend too much time on their smartphones or other technology in the presence of their children risk stunting their child's social and emotional development. That's according to research done by Brandon McDaniel, an assistant professor in Illinois State University's Department of Family and Consumer Sciences. McDaniel tells GLT's Eric Stock he decided to study that issue, what he calls technoference, after observing how smartphones were quickly becoming an obtrusive force in our lives.
So it really stems back to a long time ago. Galaxy far, far away. A long time ago, maybe in 2012 or a little bit before, I just began to see a lot of the changes that were starting to take place in terms of our interactions and the ways in which, because I was also on a college campus at that time, everyone kind of embedded their faces embedded in their phones. I had lots of family friends and everything. I would watch them with their kids or with others and their interactions, and just started to see a lot of this ways in which technology might have been getting in the way a little bit of some of the interactions they were having. And so then it really stemmed from that idea of where I originally saw that and started from there.
Well, you see this when you walk to work on campus every day, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very enlightening to just look up and realize that you're the only one staring at nature.
So why is this a problem?
So what we find, if we go to some of my early work, so in 2012, we started looking at this. We called it technoference, this idea that technology, so it's combining two words, technology and interference. And it's this idea that, well, let me say it this way. Before this, a lot of people had started to focus on what they called problematic use or almost like mobile phone addiction. And really what I was trying to get at is that you don't have to be addicted to your phone for the phone or other devices to start to intrude upon or interrupt your interactions with others. We live in this ever-connected world. It's always with us all the time, and there's lots of different notifications and things that go off on that. So what happens is, really, we designed this term to kind of encompass even minor everyday interruptions and intrusions that might occur.
Give me an example of how this is impacting the household dynamic.
So a concrete example would be like, we see research out there where children, there's research out there by others where they've interviewed thousands of children, and even a Pew research report that just came out recently where they interviewed teenagers and others to figure out what they were feeling. And basically a lot of the time we see that they use a lot of emotion words like sad, angry, frustrated, depressed, lonely, this idea that they really are noticing what their parents are doing, and they start and they're beginning to feel like their parents think their phones are more important than them. And if you think about small children, especially infants, toddlers, preschoolers, even up into the grade school years, they often don't have that cognitive capacity that we have as adults to be like, okay, I understand you still love me. We're still friends, but you're checking your phone right now. I'm going to check mine. It's going to be okay. We're going to move on. But for a kid, all they see is over and over again, my parents are looking at their phone. They're not looking at me. They're not paying attention to me.
They need that connection.
And so that's kind of an example I would give is often what children are seeing, if parents aren't careful, since we don't often pay attention to how many times we check our phones a day, they're often seeing us staring at our phones. They're really seeing the back of our phone.
And I guess parents don't realize this. They're perhaps turning to their phone for an escape from reality for a few minutes or even less than that, but they're compounding the problem, I guess.
Yeah, and that's actually what one of our recent studies finds is we looked at this longitudinally, so over time, and we found kind of this cycle where it doesn't matter where it starts. I'm a systems person, so let's not place blame on the parents or let's not place blame on the kids, but let's just start somewhere right now. So if the kid, let's say the kid is a kind of stressful kid, they react a lot, they're very emotionally reactive to things, and so it stresses the parent out. As the parent gets stressed, the parent's more likely to withdraw into technology or check their technology, maybe to calm down or for other reasons. And then as that happens, more of that technoference happens. It's getting in the way of the interactions with the child. So then what we see is that actually causes the child over time to react more negatively, to show what we call more behavior problems. And then that stresses the parent out even more, and we get stuck in this cycle over time if we're not careful.
What are the long-term concerns of children who are raised by detached parents?
So there's a lot of concerns that come along with that. One of the things that, so being a developmental psychologist a bit by trade and expertise, I That is one thing I'm actually really concerned about, is we have something out there that's called attachment, this idea of how, and you want kids to have this kind of secure, warm, strong bond with their parents. And as they have that, we see lots of good outcomes, great academic success, they're more successful in life, their relationships are higher quality, their romantic relationships, their family relationships, they're better parents. So then I get concerned if I see a lot of this going on, because we don't have the research yet to show it, but it's where I think we're heading as a field, is we want to try to see, is this going to ultimately affect the kind or the type of attachment that children are forming with their parents? And I believe that it may be affecting that in a negative way. And if that happens, then there's a lot of potential negative outcomes that can kind of flow from that over time, not just for these individuals, but for society as a whole.
It's ISU's Brandon McDaniel with Eric Stock. McDaniel says he's not trying to blame parents. He has three young children himself, but he wants to sound the alarm that technology is one more thing they need to learn to manage for their child's development. This is Sound Ideas.